Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
You have to look to trim the fat. Even if I chose to work at a super high level, I was going to trim the fat either way because we're going into a shifting market. Mm-hmm. You and I both have been in the industry long enough where right. we know what that market looks like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got to make adjustments either way.
And they have this app, but literally you can just go whatever bank you have
yeah.
and go into the app, that app, and it'll show you what you have coming out recurring every month. See, I found like $375
a month
just in that. That's crazy, that right?
I think now like with inflation.
Well, yeah, it is expensive.
It's expensive yeah. to live now.
But the most important decluttering for me has been here.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, because I mean, one thing we know how to do, we know how to go make money. Like, mm-hmm. we know how to get to, you know what I mean? And God willing, and the creek don't rise, and I keep my health,
yeah.
I will go and do whatever I have to do to take care of my family.
And if you aren't committed to doing the work it takes, like you said, you're in therapy. You coaching everybody else, but who's coaching you?
Mama's on the Move 2.0, episode number 6. I'm Keisha.
And I'm Brandy.
All right, B, so we're going to get right on into it. The last time we talked briefly about the importance of clearing our space. So we got a lot of feedback on that. I thought it would be good with the, you know, new year coming up. By the time these episodes drop, we'll be in the month of November leading up to Thanksgiving. And I think it's a time of reflection for a lot of people anyway, in general, right? Yeah. So I think that talking about trimming the fat in different areas of our life could be helpful for other people. I know it's been helpful for us, and just kind of going from there. What if you had to do today, what would be your recommendation of, or what have you done in your life to open up for the new, whether it was decluttering, financial, setting up your business plan for the next year? Like, you know, we're in an economy right now where everybody's looking at everything, trying to see what needs to stay and what can go.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm there, right?
Okay.
Remember, we talked about I'm in a season where I'm looking to do less,
right? Right. Yes.
Coming out of this diagnosis, I had to make some adjustments, mm-hmm. you know, mentally, physically. I couldn't take on the daunting schedule that I had before mm-hmm. in selling real estate. So I'm looking to do less.
Okay.
So in looking to do less, now mind you, my husband is a workhorse. Mm-hmm. So I'm good either mm-hmm. way, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to do business, but I'm making adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are in a shifting market, you have to look to trim the fat.
Right.
Even if I chose to still chose to work at a super high level, I was going to trim the fat either way because we're going into a shifting market.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both have been in the industry long enough where
right.
we know what that market looks like.
Right.
We know that the market is going to slow down. We know that transactions are going to come
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make adjustments either way.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that in my business. Now, October is a time that you do business planning for
right,
the next
for the
year.
Next year.
If you are a good agent, you start your big business planning the year before.
Right.
So 2024 is already mapped out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the amount of transactions that I need to do to still maintain the lifestyle that I want,
mm-hmm.
I've already kind of mapped that out. I've done my business planning. But with the adjustments that I'm making,
there's some things that I have to examine, right? Mm-hmm. So my business expenses, you know, is there anything that I can modify just to make sure that, you know, profit margin, we're in the business to be profitable.
Absolutely.
Right. So if there are things that you can modify to make sure that you still remain profitable, since I'm committing to doing less, that's what I got to do. Right. Mm-hmm. Even from our household expenses, mm-hmm. you know, like if you look at a trim the fat, you trim the fat everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at subscriptions. I'm looking at, you know,
I started with subscriptions.
Subscriptions. I have so many subscriptions that I just do not use.
Well, because that's how they get you. Because once you put that card on there, you forget about it.
You forget about it. Yeah. And even I will set a reminder not to forget about it.
Me too. And then forget to remind. I told everybody that. And then, like, I was teasing my brother because he was putting a reminder in his phone. He was like, Siri, remind me this at 10 o'clock. Siri, remind me of this at 11 o'clock. And I'm like, how many times do you put the same reminder? He was like, about five. Right. He said, guess what? And I still forget.
I still forget.
Like, we have so much going on in our brains. So,
I know.
But I did. I started with, you know, and they have this app. But literally, you can just go whatever bank you have.
Yeah.
And go into the app, that app, and it'll show you what you have coming out recurring every month. And I just went in there and just deleted stuff that, I mean, it was crazy. I found like $375
a month
just in that. That's crazy,
that
right?
Insane.
And I'm like, and I was so disgusted with myself. I was like, I ain't even gonna look no more today because it's probably more. But I'm back in that space now where I've got to continue to look, because you're right. I mean, you think about $400 or $500 a month. That's $5,000-$6,000 a year.
Exactly.
On stuff that I'm not using. So subscriptions is a great place. Subscriptions is a great place to start. Recurring
start
subscriptions, mm-hmm. I think, is a great place to start. What else have you?
Yeah. So outside of that, so trimming the fat in my business, trimming the fat in our household as women, you know, we run everything. So that's really kind of my responsibility to just kind of go through stuff, see what mm-hmm. we don't need. And outside of that, I would say, you know, considering I am trying to do less, mm-hmm. figuring out, now I spend a lot of money on flowers, right? I spend a lot of money.
It looks like a freaking botanical garden right, over here.
Right. But I'm being conscious of that. Like everybody has their thing, mm-hmm. right?
For absolutely.
For me, it was my outlet, because we all have those, you know, we all got our outlets. For me, it was shopping, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I love to shop. I love buying clothes. I love looking good. But when you kind of examine things, I have things in my closet
that I've never even worn.
I've never, ever Same. Touched. Shoes I've never worn. So I'm like, okay, I'm just more mindful, more conscious of like, don't do that.
Right.
Right. Don't do that. So whatever that thing is that keeps you like, oh, okay, I'm going to continue shopping online and continue. No, like check. Do an inventory check, right? Mm-hmm. Look and see what you have, what you necessarily don't need. If there are some things that you can put on, what's that site that everybody kind of sells their own personal things on? It starts with a P.
Poshmark.
Yep, right. Poshmark. I said I was going to set up a Poshmark account. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get somebody to help me with that, because I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I have so many things that I just can't fit, can't wear anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm also in a season of just being content with what I like. The size I am, mm-hmm. and not getting so hell bent on, okay, I should be a size 12, but I'm really more like a 14 right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that.
Right.
So I'm extending myself a little more grace. So I do keep those two sizes just because, right. you know, I'm going to go back and forth.
You'll get
back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. But there are some 10s in there that I know I ain't going to touch no more. Some 8s in there. Like,
when I mentioned you was a 10.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
18.
You were really slim.
I was slim.
Yeah.
And I'm not there anymore. And my husband appreciates my healthier weight. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with it.
Right.
I'm okay.
Right.
But yeah, but those are some of the things that I'm kind of focused on doing. Just kind of scaling back and realizing that we are in a society where we just consume. Mm-hmm. And I can consume less.
Right.
So if I'm cutting back in certain areas of my life where I'm trying to do less, mm-hmm. I need to consume less.
For me, it is my biggest expense is my child.
Yeah.
For sure. He just has no concept of budget. I mean, I remember when his godfather, before the strike happened with the stylists and stuff, you know, Ralph is, Ralph is a studio hairstylist, meaning he works in the industry, the movie industry. So since the strike, he has not been able to work. But literally, he went from sending DJ like 200 a week to 300 a week until that happened. And I made him stop, because he still wasn't having enough. So he just has no concept. So I started there, mm-hmm. because he is my biggest expense, in terms of just having to help. Like DJ, this so-called part-time job, it's more part than time. So I'm like, first thing you need to do is go in there and ask some people for more hours. So he was like, no student athlete works, bruh. You're going to have to. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to.
Well, you know, either you're going to have to or you're going to have to scale back yourself.
Because
buddy.
Like my thing is, I don't mind paying for your apartment and stuff like that. But I don't want to pay. And with all due respect, like if you want to take somebody, you too. I don't want to.
No, I
can't because okay. he said it's not right for me to say that. But he needs to, his expenses in terms of dating his girl and stuff like that, that's his responsibility.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I ain't never called you to ask you to not eat so I can go out and take care of a man or whatever the case may be. So like, I need him to just be more cognizant that I told him, DJ, this market isn't like that.
Right.
Okay. So I'm grateful for every deal that I close for sure. But I mean, commissions are dropping.
Yeah.
You know, commissions that were common. And now with what we just read with NAR, you know, losing this. And of course, I'm sure it's going to be tied up in court. They're going to go back and say, oh, you know, whatever. And they'll probably go back to court. But them losing that lawsuit, people now will know they don't have to pay. It's not a set amount, which we've never said it, but
it was set.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So now it's not uncommon to look at commissions and see them be 2%, 2.5, 1.75.
So
it's
we're
ridiculous.
Seeing more and more of that.
Right. So I'm telling him that you may see me go to the closing table four times in a month, but that four times in a month from now, that four times a month in 2021, totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just telling him. So that's where I'm starting having real honest conversations with my son. And I've decided to stop beating myself up for him not being more fiscally responsible, because hell, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, his dad was the person who handled a lot of that. So it's like I've had to go through seasons to relearn myself, you know. So I'm starting with him and his expenses. And then, you know, I Bessie Mae is doing just good. You know, just fine. You know, she's been coughing a little bit lately.
Yeah.
Bessie Mae is my car. Everybody who know me know Bessie Mae. She's been coughing a little bit, but I'm just like, I don't want a car note. Like, I'm just going to stay. So I'm making decisions, the things that I would normally say, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
Let me go get a new, no, anything that I don't need.
Right.
But I'm not taking away everything good because I work too hard. So, you know, if I want to book a little trip.
Hell yeah. Excuse me. Can I say that?
You know what I'm saying? I work too hard to just let it all go.
Right.
You know, I like a good meal, you know, so go out and take myself out of things like that. But I did start with DJ, household expenses. I mean, I went and turned the heat off this morning. I'm like, y'all better get some blankets down here. It ain't that kind of cold yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get some blankets. Y'all down here.
That's what our mamas and daddies used to
do. Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, we're not there yet. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
like seriously.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I'm dead ass about that.
Yeah, no,
Brooklyn and Cortland. I went to the basement this morning and y'all had the heat on. It ain't that cold yet, okay? Don't turn that heat back on. Call me first. I'm just saying, I'm that kind of landlord, okay? I tell you what, we just gonna go up and we gonna make y'all have to pay Greystone.
I know,
and
that's
then you
right.
You can turn it on whatever you want.
Yeah, but see, that's what we are doing. We know it as we're in a season now where we have adult children that are staying with us a little longer.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And a lot of different cultures do that. You know, our culture didn't necessarily do that.
I don't know cultures that keep the kids home longer. I know cultures that what y'all did for your mama.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm used to. I know that part, like keeping the elders, but I ain't going for that.
You don't have to go for it, but yeah. I think now, like with inflation.
It is expensive.
It's expensive to live now. It wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? For us, we could go find a modest apartment.
But see, I don't know if I agree with that, because I think that the time, mm-hmm. the price was the price for that time. And so it wasn't cheap for us. That's why we used to live 3 and 4 in an apartment. We had roommates.
Well, that's true. Roommates do kind of balance.
But nowadays, these kids want to live like what they see on Instagram. Yeah. They don't want to go live in a modest apartment where they splitting, you know, $1,500 four ways.
Yeah, we didn't have no problem doing it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I slept with Kitty.
Yeah.
I slept, my girl.
Y'all slept in the same bed.
I slept in Kitty's bed because I moved in with them with my mom, and they was like, you doing the most. So I was like, okay, well, I'm this and that. Woo, woo, woo. And I had to go over there. I lived with Kitty, and Tracy had a 2-bedroom. So I just switched back and forth in their bed because Kitty had 2 kids that had to share.
Her son, well, see, back then we did what we had to do.
That's my point. But the kids nowadays don't want to shift their lifestyle living with us. So they're entitled. So I yes, it is more expensive, but people did what they had to do in order to not live with their parents.
Right.
So yeah, started with my child, my own expenses, looking back, subscriptions, things like that. You know, don't have to get my hair done every week. You know, just things like that. But the most important decluttering for me has been here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, because I mean, one thing we know how to do, we know how to go make money. Like, mm-hmm. we know how to get to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And God willing, and the creek don't rise, and I keep my health.
Yeah.
I will go and do whatever I have to do to take care of my family.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it is. DJ is not going to go without the necessities. I'm not, you know, those type of things. And because my brother is tapped out.
Yeah, I know. He's like, Keisha, I love you, but. I love you, but.
Oh, my God. I love my brother so much. He's very close. Right. We should be doing Thanksgiving at his house. But to me, when you declutter this, mm-hmm. then getting to the money is easy.
Yeah.
The thing that holds us back from getting to the money is holding on to things here.
So what has that process been like for you?
For me, it's been, and even today, you know, 25 years ago tonight, my mother was killed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
But I tell you what, your mother, I never had the opportunity to meet her, but when I see her pictures, when I see her smile, when I hear the stories that you share about her, knowing just how much she loved you, and I just look at everything, she gave y'all everything she had. And those 50 years she had on this earth, she gave y'all everything that she had.
She did.
So she did. Rest well, because thy good and faithful servant, because she gave everything she had. I look at your brother, I look at you, I look at your sister. What y'all are to other people is just incredible. You know, what the man that your brother is and has been to you, has been to your son. Because trust me, all family ain't required to be that, you know? Yeah. Every brother ain't required to take on what your brother has done for you.
Oh no, definitely not.
No, I mean, but he gets that from you. He gets that from how he was raised. You know.
Yep. My mama always told us to take care of each other, and he has definitely done that. But I don't know. I didn't feel that coming. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But so for me, I was saying that part of me shifting here has been able to look at that. Look at days like today. Like, there was a time there is no way I would have been up and out and working on today. Okay. Oh, and you know that.
And been in the right headspace.
Right headspace.
Do this.
Right.
Yeah.
But so part of that has been knowing that it's okay to move forward.
Yeah.
It's okay not to mourn this day so deeply and heavily. And that is not necessarily honoring her.
Yeah.
By me staying stuck.
Mm.
So that was years in the making for me to be able to say that and actually believe it.
Yeah.
But that, so to me, starting there, because when I freed myself in my mind, and, you know, last week it was the anniversary, if you will, of my husband, you know, being, you know, so this week, this month used to set off a lot of
It was very
triggering for me. Yeah. So I would kind of just go to bed around this time and get up in January.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that was my life. And you know that.
Because the holidays.
The holidays were just, I wouldn't put up a tree.
It was the anniversary of their death. And then the holidays.
Right. In the holidays. Yep. Because my big Daryl loved Christmas and my mama loved Christmas.
Yeah.
And so it was just very difficult. So for me, that was the first step in freeing myself here. And then I could look around, thanks to Angie. And I had done some decluttering of my home and moving things out, but I again didn't realize how much stuff was still there.
Yeah.
So I think that is the first step for anybody. You know, I believe in therapy. I did grief therapy. I'm doing regular therapy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, it's nothing wrong with needing a coach.
That's right.
It's nothing wrong with needing a therapist. And I think that to me that was the step. But I always say this, and I go back to it, and I know people probably feel like I'm bragging, and I am on my tribe. Because they really saw me through. You were there. The early days, you've been there all the time, the whole time. But I really had people who didn't give up on me.
Yeah.
I really had people who didn't give up on me. And because I, like I said in my post last week, I was not easy to love in those times. Because I know it's difficult for somebody that you're reaching out to, trying to love on them, and they rejecting you by not responding and all that kind of stuff. And I understand for people who are doing that. But, you know, let people love you through it. Yeah. Be open. But for me, freeing myself there, and I have to, and it's a constant battle. I mean, it is a constant battle. I don't think you ever get fixed.
Yeah.
Your life is just different.
Yeah.
So it's like you learn to live and be happy again, but you do it with a void, of a void, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, that's been the biggest step for me in decluttering. I have to stay focused on making sure I keep my mind clear and know that I am still here. So I have a lot of life to God kept me for a reason, which I think that's why I told you, kicking with Keisha, I think is a big part of my reasoning for that.
Yeah.
You know, him keeping me, he didn't put me through these things to keep the glory for what he's done in my life to myself.
But I kudos to you for acknowledging that and doing your part. Because you could have, there are a lot of people that we know that stay stuck.
Absolutely.
Right? And if you aren't committed to doing the work it takes, like you said, you're in therapy, well, it's so funny you said that your friend said to you, you coaching everybody else, but who's coaching you?
He was hard in the paint on me this business time. I ain't even gonna hold you.
So you out here giving all this big mama advice.
Yeah, but who was your big mama? And that's the thing about it. I realized, like, you know, I was telling my brother that just the other day, because my brother was telling me that, you know, he had a moment where because I text him Sunday. I was like, I really miss mama. I just really want to talk to mama. I wish I could talk to mama. And he's like, man, I really feel you on that. And I was like, I have become the older woman for so many women, but I don't really have that for myself, you know, that I talk to and communicate like that. And he was telling me how the other night she called on him to talk to her. So he went to the cemetery like 11 o'clock at night and just played some song he said he just cried it out. Just cried it out. And I just tell people, that's why I always make sure I tell people, give your people their flowers, man. Show people that you love them, because none of us come here to stay.
That's right.
None of us come here to stay, man. Your friendships, and you have seasons, when you love people, you love them through, you see them through, it's worth fighting for, that type of thing. But yeah, for me, I think that the decluttering of the mind has to be the first step of anything, because you can't even look at your space the way you need to see it, because I'm not gonna
if your mind is cluttered,
if your mind is cluttered,
yeah.
And if you think that you are honoring somebody, and I know we're kind of getting off the path here, but you think, I told myself I was honoring Daryl not moving forward. I told myself I was honoring him by not dating, by not moving forward, by just focusing on DJ. And the reality is, what did you say, that good and faithful, he had done his part.
Yeah.
So I didn't die.
You know, but that's a process too.
But it is a process.
It's a process, yeah.
But I'm
my
just
mother
saying,
used to tell me that I made a martyr of my late husband.
I remember you told me that. Yeah,
yeah. I was making a martyr of him. She didn't understand it.
Until you in it, it's hard to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to start remembering some of the times that weren't so great in order for me to move forward.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think in a nutshell, what's most important, like we mentioned, decluttering the mind. Decluttering your household.
Yes.
Like trimming the fat in your finances.
Yes.
Your business, your household. You know, I think we all can afford to examine those areas and make some adjustments, especially with this economy that we're in.
Absolutely.
And don't fake the funk. Try to keep up with the Joneses. Me and Keisha are both, we're doing all right, right?
Absolutely.
We're doing good. Both acknowledge that there are some areas that
absolutely.
We can do better in.
Absolutely.
And that's just being fiscally responsible.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And change your passwords, because people been trying to get a buy account.
Oh,
lately.
My God.
Like, change your passwords at that time of year. So change your passwords. That's the last thing I would say. But I think that was a good way to kind of wrap it up.
I think so, too.
I didn't mean to have that moment. Is my face still good?
No, you're beautiful. So thank you guys for tuning in with us again today. And until next time,
keep moving, mamas. And don't forget to like, subscribe, YouTube, Mama's on the Move podcast, Mama's on the Move on Instagram. And you can check everything in the links in our bios.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.